All right. Hello, everyone. Welcome to the Laura Canfield Show, the Awaken to Happiness Now Global Series. Thank you so much for being here. And I'm so excited. We have a brand new guest with us today, who first time for us on our show. So Dawn Crystal is here with us, and we're going to be talking about getting out of pain forever. And I know some of you do experience pain. You know, I've been experiencing the shoulder pain, as you all know, for the past year, but it's getting better. So I was so excited yesterday. I noticed I could raise my arms up and I had no pain. And so I was like, ah, yay. So I definitely know how uncomfortable it can be to be in pain for a long time, right? So today, what we're going to talk to with Dawn about is we're going to discover how sound healing can release pain in minutes. We're going to discover how sound healing can get rid of anxiety and insomnia in minutes, and discover how sound healing can help heal your children and your pets, how sound healing can rebalance and align your body to perfection in minutes, and be pain-free in minutes, naturally, with voice sound healing. So it's like, I'm so excited because it's like, especially when it's like in minutes, you know, so it doesn't have to be like a big, long, drawn-out affair. It can actually happen pretty quickly. So for those of you who don't know Dawn Crystal, she is an internationally recognized voice, sound, energy healer, a medical intuitive, a respected intuitive life coach, a soul reader, a medium, a pain release expert, and best-selling author of 3 books. And she's known as a leading transformational expert incorporating ancient wisdom for modern-day success. And Dawn is passionate about helping people clear emotional and physical blockages, so they can manifest from their higher selves, step into their full potential, and lead their lives and businesses in ways that align effectively with their soul's purpose. And Dawn helps her clients to release themselves quickly from pain, emotional and physical, and she's an active mentor for entrepreneurs, CEOs, and celebrities, helping everyone. And Dawn is the go-to person to get out of pain fast in minutes. So I'm so excited that Dawn is here with us and is going to be sharing her wisdom, her sound healing, with all of us, as well as we're going to be taking some calls, and Dawn's going to be doing some mini healing. So if you would like that, so mini means, you know, not everything, pick one thing, you know, and we'll do the best we can. So if you'd like that, you can hit *2 to raise your hand so you can get in the queue. You can also, if you'd like, type in your question in the Q&A or the chat as well. Okay. So, So I guess some people are having issues getting through via the phone. So, and Caroline said this is the first time that she's ever had phone issues. So we were just talking about that, Dawn, about having some technical issues. And it's like, well, you know, there's nothing we can do about it, right? It happens. So Dawn, welcome to the show.
Oh, a big aloha to you, Laura, and everybody there. Thank you so much, Laura, for the introduction and allow me to be part of your soul family here in today's call. So thank you so much, and I'm so excited as well, Laura, with our topic today of getting out of pain fast and easy. So I think it'll be a really exciting call. I'm hoping that everybody can kind of dial in and somehow get through on the line if they'd like to.
Yeah,
participate.
Exactly. I do see some people on the phone lines, and I see people on the web call, so it's awesome. So if you can't get in on the phone, you know, tune in on the web call, right, if you can. So just try again, see what happens. And in the meantime, we'll try and clear that energy, that disturbance that's there on the lines, okay? So Dawn, because this is the first time that you're with us, can you just share a little bit about yourself, about your journey, and how you got into voice sound healing?
Yep, and I'm going to make it short, Larick. It's actually in my second book, My Life, but since I am first time here, hi, everybody. My name is Dawn Crystal, and thank you for the introduction, Laura. Yes, I'm recognized these days as a voice sound energy healer. I'm globally known. So basically what I am known for by just everybody, including the medical community, is that I have this special ability that was not something I've had my whole life. I think I've always had the gift, but it came through my humble beginnings, just to kind of give you a little bit of about my life. I grew up in, just like everybody else, my life was not really easy from day one. I grew up in a family that was very dysfunctional. I grew up with a mom and dad that was never together from day one. And I know that I was never really wanted, and it was just a kind of an accident, maybe in some ways, that I was even conceived. So really from day one of my life, and there was a out of the family, there was 6 of us, 3 older brothers, stepbrothers from another marriage. My mom was obviously not married to that. My mom was divorced from my husband, from my father right now. So I grew up with just basically living with three older brothers, an older sister, and a younger brother on welfare, meaning my mom had very little bit money to support the family, including myself and my needs. So I grew up from day one not knowing what love was. That was really the hardest part of my life, because I've been searching my whole life for love because I didn't know what it was. And I was treated really bad growing up. I was verbally abused from my older siblings, beat, abused from day one. My mom was had her own physical issues, so she really never supervised me or my younger brother or any of us. So I was pretty much on the streets at a very young age, fending for my life, trying to make money because I was bullied so bad. Even when I was in school, I had major learning disabilities. Kids used to beat me up in the playground. I had buck teeth as a child, and I mean this is it's kind of humorous now, but I had to suck my thumb as a child just to have love, to really pacify myself. So from day one, I was really just a misfit. My hair was really thin. I mean, kids used to pull my hair out. I mean, I had bald spots on the playground. So I really it was really hard for me. I wore five sizes too big of clothes for my older sister because my mom didn't have money to buy me clothes. So I had to wear hand-me-downs, and the kids used to just make fun of my shoes flopping off my feet because I had to stuff tissue paper in my shoes in order to go to school. I had a really hard life, guys, and you know what? We all have our story, right? So mine's maybe not any worse than somebody, but it really brought me to start searching. I guess that's what I'm trying to say, from an early age. So pretty much I went through my life just looking for love outside myself. I didn't know, except I did have a strong guidance system, everybody. That's probably what started really opening me up to where I'm at today, is I always was put in danger many times as a child and growing up, and I should not even be here today because many times I should have lost my life. But I always had a part of my being keeping me safe, which I call my soul and my heart. And I went through two failed marriages, everybody, okay? And I did work normal jobs. I was not doing healing, okay? I didn't even know I had these abilities. So I started off in law enforcement. And then after that divorce from that first husband, I soon moved to the I was living in the Midwest, by the way, at that time. I soon moved to the East Coast of the United States and owned a couple of big beauty businesses, which I was very successful at, in those businesses. But still, very empty relationships. I was really, at my last marriage, I was born to an alcoholic, and he was just no love in the relationship. I was pretty much down and out my whole life, really had a death wish, really just didn't want to be alive. And after that second marriage, when my husband had a motorcycle accident, he was in the hospital for many months. My businesses started failing because I had to take care of him during that time. And I really just thought to myself, you know, I really hit rock bottom at that time of my life because I didn't have any support from anybody. And I just felt, why am I here? And then from that point is where I really got my intuition or my guidance, where my soul came in and says, you know, move away, grab everything you own in your life away, get everything away, leave everybody, including your family, and just come to the sun. And I didn't know what the sun was, everybody. I just got a magazine from a store and looked at the sun and said, oh my God, okay, I see Hawaii, maybe I'll come here. And that's where I was really meant to go. So that's what I did. Left everything, everybody, my true identity. I crushed my ego. If there was an ego, which I had a very strong ego back then because that was my survival my whole life. And I crushed that down to the size of an ant because I was living in the moment. I was living in trust, and grabbed two bags of clothes, $700, and a one-way ticket to one of the Hawaiian Islands, which is not the one I'm living on now. When I got here, I realized, everybody, boy, it's expensive. I have $700. I can't even afford an apartment. So I ended up being guided by my heart at that time to get a rent-a-wreck, which was a 10-year-old rent-a-car, which I lived out of that car for over half a year. And at that time is when I really started finding myself, because I thought I was absolutely crazy, thinking to myself, why was I doing this? But at some part of my being, I felt very right, and it was very expanded. So I knew something was right, even though I was thinking I was absolutely crazy for listening to this part of my being. So I used to go to the beach, you guys. This is where my sounds came. I used to park my car trying to get off the streets because I had to pay for gas, and I didn't have even money to eat. I was living on the dollar menu at McDonald's at that time, which was not organic, but grateful for that because I had no other way to eat. I used to go to the beach and make these sounds would start coming through me just to kind of out of random. They just started randomly, and I would just sit there, and they would start healing. They would get louder, and they would just start healing me. These sounds were very therapeutic, okay, because I was, like, wondering where these sounds were coming from, except I started listening to them, and I was like, wow, they're helping me. I don't know what they're doing, but I'm going to keep listening to them because I need the help. I didn't have anybody helping me. And then sure enough, people around the beach, this is over 25 years ago, everybody. This is nothing recent. This is when people weren't even open to healing or spirituality. They thought it was all voodoo and weird. Mm-hmm. These people would hear me making sounds and say, lady, can I sit with you? And I had an entourage of people every day or wherever I would decide to sit and have people, because I was not trying to make sounds to help for anybody else. I was here trying to help myself, everybody. And this is where my healing started. People just started asking me, I want to know who you are. And I said, I don't know. I'm just making sounds. I was very humbled. And then from sure enough, from those humble beginnings is where I got on my feet, slow but sure, getting oddball jobs at vitamin stores when they had health fairs. I worked in a spa at nighttime by a Hawaiian party, which is called a luau. People would come in, pass a luau, and they'd see my sign on the door of the spa at night because the spa owner needed some extra revenue because she was going through a divorce. And just heard of my work and thought, well, she'd be a great person in my spa at night to do sound healing because she wasn't, I'm not touching anybody when I do sound, everybody, so I'm not a liability for anybody. So they would have me come in and really start just doing sound on people, and then that actually took off because people loved my work, and even though they weren't open, they knew there was something deeper going on. So I would get people, since I had barely a cell phone, people would get my cell phone number, and I was working with people doing phone sessions. That's where that started, everybody. And then from there, of course, humble beginnings where I'm talking about as it evolved me over the years where I fine-tuned my gifts and my abilities. Now, I'm not working like just randomly. I really know how to use my sounds now to bring healing to people on all levels, including realigning you to your higher self or your soul, bringing your personal power, getting your body moving. Of your, I call it blockage, and we'll be talking about that in a few minutes here, of getting the blockage moving through your body so your body gets out of pain. So that's where I started, and today, like I said, I have books out, and I'm world-known, and I work with doctors and everybody else, and I'm very humble about what I do because I know my gift is so beyond my ego, and it's a gift that's always been within myself. I call it dormant my whole life, and it needed to come out when I was in the right energy frequency, which was really out of my ego and really in my heart. So this is where I'm at now, and again, I'm just a clear vessel to the Creator. I don't bring in a modality to my work at all. I don't bring any type of help from any outside beings. I'm really just here connected straight to the Creator or God, whatever you want to call it, and I'm just a vessel, and I'm just very humbled that I can keep these high frequencies going through me, and I just stay at this vibration of just being in gratitude. So, Alara, with all that said, I hope I didn't take too much time, but this just gives you a little bit of background on me. And humble beginnings.
Yeah. Well, thank you so much. And I'm so glad you shared that because that is quite a story. And you're right. We've all had challenges. We all have our stories, you know, that we've lived through, I'm going to say. But it's also about, you know, you were still, you know, following your intuition, following your guidance, following your knowing and continue to move forward on your path, even though you didn't know what that looked like at the time. Right. But just trusting.
Well, yeah. My whole life, it's been really, can you hear me okay?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Okay. So my whole life, it's been really awkward, you know. So I think in some ways it was really a blessing, even though to somebody else they could say, well, what a horrible life. Yeah, it was. But I really feel that I wouldn't be here today doing what I'm doing if I didn't really have the whole unique situation of me not being loved and for me soul searching my whole life. Because if I had somebody really just loving me and telling me goo-goo and looking me in the crib and give me pacifiers, and giving me a college tuition, not that I'm saying I wouldn't mind that, but I'm just saying, and I don't think I would be here today doing what I'm doing because I really needed to really scour through the really lowest parts of my life to really find and really connect in with that part of my being that I call it my higher self that was always there for me. And I found the love within my heart, and that's really what I share now is really connect people in with their hearts really strong and really ground in their life force energy. And, of course, everything outside of ourselves is a bonus. And we do really attract more love in our life when we're really so connected inside our being with our higher self and all parts of our body, mind, and spirit together as one vessel.
Absolutely.
And that's really the deep part of my work.
Awesome. Thank you. So let's get into the work. I'm just going to ask you a few questions, but we have lots of people with their hands raised and questions in the chat and Q&A.
Okay.
So, for those people who may be new to your work, how can voice sound healing release pain? Let's just start there, and then we'll take some questions and we'll go back and forth.
Okay. Yeah. So voice sound healing, how can it release pain, and how is it unique at the way I do it? Well, number one, I don't only just make sound. I actually have all my senses activated when I'm working with someone, so I can see, I can hear, I can see blockage in the body. That's number one. That's one of my gifts beyond the sound. Now, my sounds are like the the energy boost. My sounds go up and down. They sound kind of strange. There's actually frequency beyond my sounds, even though they come through and they might not even make a whole lot of sense. But they're actually the energy frequency that goes through your body. And basically, I could tell you, I don't care who you are. I don't care how good of shape you're in. I don't care what. You could run marathons. I haven't met anybody yet, Alara, who can actually be without blockage, okay? So, you know, it's depending on how deep your blockage is. It could be from mental blockage, which sometimes takes me a little bit longer than 2 minutes to clear it because it could be an unconscious block that's in you. Or it could be just a physical injury or trauma that's happened to you. Those are easier to get your meridian flow of your body moving. That's your energy systems, everybody. I could do that pretty quickly. But we also have inherited blockage in our body or inherited belief systems. And those are usually done with my sessions one-on-one because sometimes we need to go through even past lives to clear out any belief systems or any self-sabotage that you placed on yourself that's creating pain in your body. Because we do have that at times too, everybody. Sometimes we want to be on the spiritual path and there's some part of our being saying, no, I'm not ready. And that likes to slow us down. So we got that kind of blockage too. We also have blockage of people who are in our lives. I call it low vibration. People who are maybe connected to us who are not wanting us to accelerate. That happens. And we also have entities. So there's so many different forms of blockage that I call it, it's not really cookie cutter and the way that energy or pain happens in the body. But the great thing is that the work I do, and I've been doing this work for 25 years now and really perfected my skill of is really being a pain release expert in the world, is I can really help people accelerate beyond taking any kind of drugs or medications. And we're talking natural, everybody. So I don't know anybody who wouldn't want to be out of pain naturally, okay? Mm-hmm. I'm all about that. You know, especially this time and age with everything, you know, with all everything going on in the world and people are really having issues. And I'm not saying that you shouldn't be on any kind of medications because I want to be very clear, Alara, I'm not a medical professional. I think that you should always follow the advice of your doctor. But I think if you can find an alternative to help you, and I mean, the sound that I do and the work I do goes beyond deeper even from the pain. I mean, I go into past lives. And a lot of times things stem in our past lives, believe it or not, everybody. And we can bring it in this lifetime till we really clear it in this incarnation. So it's pretty remarkable. I hope I answered that.
Absolutely. Thank you. And so,
thank you.
And then, you know, a lot of times people think that, you know, if you're going to, you know, relieve pain, fix anything, heal anything, it takes a long time. So how can you do it in just minutes?
Well, that's the thing. That's actually really great. You said that, Alara. That's a human belief, okay?
Yeah.
And
yeah,
there's
truth.
And I'm not saying I am so humbled and say I'm no better than anybody else out here. I just really perfected what I do. I mean, I have an ability beyond that. I mean, I could do it in minutes because I could see the blockage. Okay, I really don't believe that you need to spend hours on healing. I think if a person's really ready to shift and they're really ready to change their life, I do intuitive readings too. At the same time, I will. Basically, when I'm in session with someone, tell them what's going on in their lives, if there's somebody in their life causing them the pain. Now, again, that's your free will. I let everybody know I can get rid of the pain, but it's always the person's free will what they do with their life. And I really help people really align to their soul's purpose and their what they're really here to do. And, of course, it's up to them what the person wants to do, you know. So sometimes if they don't really align to their soul's purpose, I'm just letting you know you got your free will. Pain can return. If it's caused, especially from something that's not really, that's maybe attached to you, okay? And you're not really taking the action because maybe out of fear of whatever the case is, if you're codependent on somebody for money or whatever your story is, okay? So there's a lot of, different factors involved here, okay? But the good thing is that once a person's really aligned and I work with you, I could do it in 2 minutes, okay? It's really quick. But there's sometimes we're beings from many incarnations and past lifetimes. So, you know, we are in layers, everybody. That's why we're here in this physical form to whatever we need to do to raise our consciousness, awareness, and our vibration and really learn the wisdom that we're really born here to do. So, you know, I don't know what else. I work in the moment, okay? What comes up in you, okay?
Mm-hmm. Absolutely. Thank you. All right. So let's take a question.
Okay.
And see where we go from there, right? Let's take a question, see where we go.
Okay.
All right, 1 second. So we're going to go to phone number ending in 8393. I'm going to unmute you. And so, again, I just want to stress we do have a lot of people on the line that have raised their hands. So let's try and keep the questions short, you know, and we're not going to heal everything at once, okay?
So these are mini healings. I just want everybody to know.
Yeah, they're mini healings, okay? So I'm going to unmute you, phone number ending in 8393. Hello.
Hello.
Hi.
Hey, hi. My name is My name is Anne. Thank you for I'm calling you from Connecticut. Thank you for taking my call, Alara, and hello, Dawn. Hi.
Hi, my question is,
I'm not a tremendous amount of pain, but this concerns me. It happens intermittently more often than I wanted to. I'm not going to say it's a hernia. It's like I think I overreached at one point in time or carried something heavier that I can't do as much now that I'm getting older. And I pulled something on my left side. And sometimes when I reach, extend, I get that again. Or sometimes it's when I'm tying my shoe. It's on my left side.
Yeah. And do you mind if I check, Anne, in your energy system? So I always ask for permission. Okay. So how old are you anyway? Just curious. Nobody knows who you are. Just wondering how old you are in the physical.
I am 67.
Well, you're 67 years young, my dear. You sound very youthful anyway, and you are. Okay, so are you still working? Are you retired? Are you married?
No, I am retired.
Okay. How long has this been now since you've had this strain or whatever this is called?
You know, it probably has been since I was retired. If I put two and two together, so let's say 2 years, on and off 2 years.
Okay. Yeah, there's just something about your alignment with you. Are you doing anything right now that's creative in your life? Because I'm picking up that your soul, are you doing anything creative after you retired? How do you spend your time?
Well, I do, you know, a lot of spiritual work. I do readings.
Okay.
But what I'm supposed to be doing, I'm not very fond of, and that's cleaning up my house, which, you know, I gave a blind eye to for a long time. I need to clear everything out so I can move. My goal now is to move. Yeah.
Okay. Yeah. There's a little bit of clutter, but there's also a hesitation. So, your soul's mentioning about as far as your readings, that make sure you keep your energy clear when you're doing that. I'm going to clear out something off of you right now that's kind of straining you on one side. Okay. Do you mind if I bring in some light, just kind of bring in your life force to your body to kind of rebalance you? Because that's what you're needing.
Okay,
there's a little bit of hesitation as far as moving forward. That's the first thing I picked up on, okay? And it could be whatever reasons. Like I said, this is a couple-minute mini session, but I wanted you to feel your life force energy in your body of your personal power. And that's really what I do at my sessions is I like to bring in your personal power so your body can kind of rebalance and really kind of get aligned, okay? I'm not saying you don't have something deeper, but I just want you to feel that because I have the ability to do that. And it really helps your body really get more of your meridian flow going through the body, okay?
Okay, dope.
You ready? Okay, so we're going to bring in the light. My sounds are different. So just imagine beautiful divine light of creator, whatever you believe creator, could be God, source, whatever it is. Imagine everything going up in that light that's not serving your highest good. Are you ready?
Uh-huh.
Let's begin. Okay, Anne, you have something blocking your crown chakra, so I'm going to clear that. Tell me if you feel this heavy energy leave, okay?
Okay.
Ready? So tell me if you feel this. There it goes. How's that feeling?
I can feel it in my feet and in my left calf. And that tends to be where I feel energy, in those parts of my body.
Okay. Well, we're all different. What I'm doing is I'm just kind of rebalancing you, okay? Did you ever have a trauma to your body, like an accident or anything, kind of jolting you?
Oh, yeah, I'm sure. Yeah.
Well, you're just out of alignment. So let me just do a little bit more because we got to keep this to 2 minutes. And tell me how you feel because you're going to start feeling more peaceful, more flow through your body, which is huge, okay? I know my session sounds simple, but it actually, we're doing a lot in a very short period of time. So tell me if you feel this.
Thank you. Thank you.
And your head's getting clearer, so you can feel that.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. How's that feel?
That feels great. That feels great.
Yeah. Yeah, so would you just give it like a little bit of what you're feeling so people understand what the difference is? It's like a flow. I don't know if you feel like this, more of an even
like
flow going through you.
I mean, mine feels almost like, and I'm not going to say colors, but it feels like a band over my head, like it would be a rainbow, you know, like an arch over my head. Mm-hmm. That's what it feels like to me.
Well, I'm just letting you know, I cleared your crown chakra, which was blocked, okay?
That's great. Now, we don't know why it was blocked or
how long. Yes, your soul's asking for more discernment, and I don't know how many clients you work with, but you need to really keep light around yourself or keep some kind of boundary, because I kind of feel like you're picking up on lower vibrations from people you're working with, and they're actually the vibrations that are picking up from other people are actually kind of attaching to you, which I just cleared off you.
Okay, because I'm not working with anybody specific right now, so... But I'm
no,
probably
right. It doesn't mean
so I'm
this
picking
them
up from
no.
anywhere. Okay, I got you. Could be my neighbor. Could be anything. Okay, gotcha.
Well, you're not really kind of you're walking around like an open sponge, and you just need to contain your energy more. But otherwise, you're good. I mean, I just brought flow to you, so I would be. You know, I'm not saying you don't
great.
Have a strain on your left side, but if you do feel that, I would like to work with you again. But right now, do you feel like there's a kind of a more peace in your body? You just feel better.
Yes, I do. Thank you very much. Thank you.
Yeah. Well, thanks for calling in. I appreciate
awesome.
That.
Thank you,
Anne. I feel much stronger. Thank you. Thank you both. Thank you.
Oh, good.
Great.
All right. So I just wanted to ask you really quickly. 1 second. So for those of us who are listening, do we also experience, you know, our energy coming in or anything like that?
Yes, absolutely. Great question, Alara. Anybody who would like to participate when I'm working with somebody, just tune in. This is a group collective. Absolutely.
Good. Awesome. Thank you.
Yeah.
So I have
great question.
Yeah, because I just want people who are listening as well, who may not have a question or who may not get a chance to have the question asked, to still be participating and still be receiving.
Absolutely.
All right. So just have the intention as well, you guys, to receive. Okay. So we're going to go to phone number ending in 6090. 6090. Hello? Hello?
Hello?
Hi. Hi. Who's
that?
Hi.
It's Jen.
I didn't
Can you hear me?
Sorry. Kind of.
I'm Jen.
Jen?
Jennifer.
Jennifer. Like the Jennifer I know?
Yes.
Oh, hi, Jennifer. Awesome. All right. So you have a question for Dawn.
Yes. I have a pain in my upper stomach that I've had for like 4 or 5 years.
Mm-hmm.
And
okay.
I don't know
hi, Jennifer.
If it's a...
Hi. I was going to ask you, Jennifer, thank you for calling. I didn't want to override Alara, but I just have a quick question. How old are you in the physical?
Oh, 38.
Okay, 38 years young. Are you? Did you ever have any traumas happen to your body or anything?
I fell out of a truck once.
Oh gosh. Okay, how long has this energy in your stomach been happening?
Probably 5 to 8 years.
Okay, and as far as what you can remember, anything significantly happening in your life at that time? Any changes?
Moving.
Okay. Well, I kind of feel there's like a little hiccup there in your – do you have kids?
No.
Okay, no kids. You're single, you said?
No, I'm married.
Okay.
But no kids.
All right. Okay. So be aware of your energy. I kind of feel it picking up on you, Jennifer. Are you sensitive to people?
Yes.
Yeah, you're an empath, and you got a lot of people draining your energy. Are you aware of that?
No.
Well, you are. Okay, so be aware of that.
Safe.
Yeah, whatever you have to do to, you know, put light around yourself. But there's some energy around you. I'm just going to clear it. So do you want me to do a little mini session with you? I call it a mini sampling.
Yes, please.
Okay, so what I'm going to do is I'm going to bring your energy in, and we're going to. You said it's in your upper or lower stomach, just so I understand
upper.
Where this is at. Upper. Okay, let's go ahead and bring some life force in to fill you up from the inside out with your personal power. Are you ready?
Okay. Yes.
Let's begin. Okay, just let the light come. This is your highest good. And And when I make the loud sound, everybody, please don't get startled. There's a reason why I do this. I do it to move energy. Okay, that's my own unique way of bringing moving energy out. So I just want to let you know that's a gift from divine source from that. I'm going to do that for you, Jennifer, because you have something blocking your crown chakra, okay?
Okay.
Let's move this energy at the top of your head. You let me know if this leaves. There it goes. Do you feel that just move off you?
Yes.
Yeah, it did. Okay, somebody blocking you. Someone a little jealous of you. So let's just keep clearing him. Moving energy. It's almost like someone psychically attacked you. I'm just going to clear the psychic attack, okay? So we're going to clear that back to where it came from. There it goes. Can you feel that releasing? Can you feel something releasing through your solar plexus?
Yes.
Yeah, it's someone psychically attacked you there. Don't think you did anything wrong. It happens to everybody. You starting to get a little bit lighter and more flow through your body. Are you aware of that?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, okay, we're going to bring the energy to your feet. This is called your personal power in your body. This is when you really feel great. How do you feel right now? Take a deep breath.
Amazing. It's like wind or water running through me.
Yeah. And how are you feeling since we got on the call? Your whole body, just how you're feeling. It's actually going to continue working on you beyond this two-minute session. But what are you starting to feel that you didn't feel before?
More calm, and I can feel a lot more energy.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, a lot of people are blocked, and I'm not saying that you're out of shape or anything like that. I just know that it happens to all of us. And you had somebody psychic attack you, and it happens to anybody. So please just, you know, keep your light around yourself every day, okay? Containing yourself.
Okay.
Because it can happen to the best people, okay? It even happens to healers, okay?
I appreciate that.
It doesn't happen often, but it does, okay? So you just need to be aware of that. But, I mean, do you feel like you could breathe a little bit easier through that area of your body that you were having trouble?
Oh, yeah, a lot better.
Yeah. Yeah, so I brought the life force energy right through there. So your body isn't, it's called heal yourself mode. So that's what we want to be in, because our bodies are all made to heal itself naturally. So, but I'm not saying that, you know, we don't have deeper issues. I'm just giving you a little sampling of what you truly feel like. When I say you, I mean I'm bringing you back home to yourself. Would you say you like that, your true self?
Yes, yes.
Okay, great. Well, thank you for calling in. A very powerful transmission in just 2 minutes. And Jennifer, thanks for participating.
Thank you very much.
Yeah, you too. Thank you. Have a blessed day.
You too.
All right, that was awesome and amazing that you could see that the psychic attack that she had, you know, and clear that. So awesome. Because, yes, it does happen, folks.
Yeah, it does to anybody. Yeah.
We do get attacked. Yeah, it does. All right, we're going to take one more from the phone, and then I'm going to go to the chat and the Q&A. Take me 1 second. So we're going to go to phone number ending in 9292. 9292. Hello.
Hello, that's Trudy.
Hi, Trudy, how are you?
Hi. Okay, how are you?
I'm good, thanks.
I appreciate having a chance to get some healing.
Awesome. So what's going on?
I'm having terrible sciatica pain on my left side, going from my back to my feet. And I always, if I have any issues, I always have it on my left side of my body. And I just was wondering what that's all about.
Hi, Trudy. This is Dawn Crystal. I don't think we've worked together before, but thank you for being here.
Mm-hmm.
Thank you. You said how many years has this been going on for you with the sciatica in the left side of your back?
Sciatica just started like a couple weeks ago again, but I had other back problems over since I'm a teenager, and I have to get my left hip replaced.
Any trauma?
Just
any trauma happening to you?
No.
I'm flirting because your soul wants me to ask. Anything ever happened to you in this lifetime that you're aware of?
No.
Okay. All right. Well, let's go ahead and go. It might be something deeper. Okay. Again, this is a mini sampling of my work, so we'll see if we can kind of get your body moving through energy. And, of course, if you ever want to work with me, I can go deeper, okay, because there might be something deeper.
Okay.
It could be even from your family genetics. But let's go ahead and see if we can get you some help here, okay? And all I ask is you to be open to the highest power, which is really the creator that created you and me and everything else on this planet, whatever your word for that is. I want you to imagine going into that light of a divine creator, everything that's not serving your highest good. Are you ready?
Yes.
All right, and I want you to know, don't be startled by my sounds. They're actually here for a reason, and I move energy with them, okay? So that's kind of like my style, and I'm unique. So let's kind of just do that now. Just imagine not all leaving into the light above your head, everything that doesn't serve you, and I'll try to work on the back of you and see if I can get your flow of your energy moving through your body, okay? Ready?
Okay, thank you. Yes.
Yeah, just receive and let it go in the light. You have a lot of energy too, blocking your energy flow coming in your body, which has a lot to do with your energy just moving through your whole system. So we're going to kind of clear that with a loud sound, okay? Okay, I'm going to make the sound now. Tell me if you feel this energy release at the top of your head. There it goes.
Yes.
Yeah, let it go. I see it on everybody, but you had a lot of it, so let's just kind of get things moving for you. Do you feel some energy starting to move through your back?
I'm feeling it in my leg.
Yep, well, we're moving it up. Okay, are you aware of it now, starting to flow?
Yes, yes.
You work in the back, got it through your feet. You just have blockage. I just don't know where it's coming from at this moment, but I can at least get it moving. I can find out sooner if we ever, but right now let's just get the energy moving. Are you active? Do you walk at all?
Yes, I do.
Okay, your soul's just saying keep it up, walking 3 times a week, at least for 20 minutes or more, okay?
Yes.
How's that feeling?
Feels much better. Thank you.
Yeah. Well, I just did a lot in just like, what, 2 minutes? I laughed when it's like, that's not me. It's just, I just got more humbled by how fast it is. So what I did was, your body was stagnated. You had a lot of heavy energy at the top of your head, which I definitely cleared. You heard it with the sound, the loud sound. And then I just got the energy meridians moving through your body, moving out some of this old stagnated energy. Now, I'm not looking any deeper right now to see if this energy that was hurting you in your back is coming from something outside yourself. I'm not picking up on it at this moment. But I just want to, I don't know if you could kind of move around and just tell me if you feel that it's kind of disappeared.
It's much, much less painful right now than it was.
Yeah, exactly. I'm glad you said that. And you've been dealing with this for a long time, right? So we just did this in 2 minutes, right?
Yes.
This is a sampling of my work. I do highly recommend, this is definitely 2 minutes is like a miracle. So, Trudy, I want you to drink some extra water after this mini session that we're doing right now. And just know that the energy will just continue moving with you through Source, the creator that I just gave to you, and just allow the energy to keep leaving and just try to move your body a little bit today and see if things just kind of loosen up even more, okay?
Okay, thank you so much.
Well, I can hear it in your voice, so I'm glad that I was able to help you and share my gift today. Thank you, Trudy.
Yes, thank you.
Awesome.
Yeah.
Thank you, Trudy.
Well, thank you, too.
Yay.
Wonderful.
So I was going to ask you, a question. Hold on. So Dawn, you know, you were saying at the beginning of the conversation how, you know, it's not just about doing the mini healing. There's still some stuff that we need to do as well, so that, you know, to make sure that it doesn't come back necessarily, right? So can you talk a little bit about that?
Yeah, I just want people to know, I'm just kind of giving you a sampling because I don't know how deep these layers go. Because, I mean, I don't know if, again, if it's coming from past lives. I don't know if it's coming from somebody in your life self-sabotaging you. I don't know if it's some part of your being self-sabotaging yourself. Maybe there's some part of your being afraid to move forward in this lifetime. There's a lot of different things that can happen that, you know, obviously I have the ability to clear on top of just moving the energy through the body. But I'm all about long-term relief. I'm not here just to give you a mini session and it comes back. So today it's just kind of giving you a feel of what your true energy, what I'm doing right now with the callers, Alara, is letting people feel their true energy through their body. And hopefully it'll stay away. But if it's something deeper, then we'll be talking about my program here in a little bit. Okay. Because sometimes we do need to keep working on it, you know? I mean, it's obviously something that's been lingering with a lot of people, you know, and of course my healings are quickly, but sometimes we do need to work on the deeper levels if it's past lives and stuff. And those MP3s we'll be talking about in my program will help assist you in that. Okay.
Yeah.
And also a session with me. Exactly.
Awesome. Thank you. So I'm going to go to there's a question on the Q&A from Allison, and she's asking if you have ever helped anyone with glaucoma because the doctor is saying that she will probably need surgery.
Well, again, glaucoma, depending, I don't know if it's hereditary or not, but I do specialize in really clearing the eyes and stuff. So I'm not God or source. I'm just the vessel. But I can tell you just from my testimonials and my work that I've had people with all kinds of eye issues have remarkable transformations and healings. Again, everybody's a unique case. So all I can say is that, you know, I'm very confident in my work, but, you know, I the outcome is always by the creator, you know, and also it's also about maybe, you know, we need to go a little bit deeper and what's causing it. It could be a past life causing that for all we know. You know what I mean?
Right.
So,
yeah,
I do have the ability to clear whatever it needs to be cleared, depending if it's in a personal session with me or by listening to my MP3s. But, yes, I could say, yes, I've had much success. Okay. But everybody is definitely unique. Different.
Yeah, absolutely. All right, so we're going to go to phone number ending in 1836. And so I just, we'll go there first and then I'll talk about it in a second. Hello.
Hi, this is Caroline. Thank you.
Mm-hmm. Hi, Caroline.
Hi, Dawn. Dawn. Hi, I'm 55 years old, had a partial hysterectomy, still have my ovaries, had that at 35. Too much hemorrhaging throughout all my life, lots of stuff down there. Yeah, so, having a lot of trouble with hot flashes, heart palpitations, and it's irritating, keeps me up at night. It's constant. It's been for about 5 years now, and I'll leave that with you.
Well, I kind of feel that you have something deeper going on. How was your childhood in this lifetime? Were you treated well?
Well, it was, let's say, worse than yours.
Yeah, well, that's what I'm picking up on.
For the first 14 years,
I hear you. Well, your soul's bringing that up. Okay,
exactly.
So I'm glad that you mentioned that because that has a lot to do with you coming with stuff coming up for your clearing. I do specialize in healing trauma from your life. It may not come up as a child, but you're an adult now, and you're obviously listening to the telesummits, and you're probably involved in a lot of deep healing work that you probably maybe have tried other programs. Exactly. Well, that's also your internal work. So today I could do is kind of help ease the inner child in you that's been really traumatized by bringing in your life force and really bringing that inner child back in your heart, okay?
Thank you.
With your soul or your higher self. Do you believe you have that? Because we all do.
Absolutely.
Okay. I do feel that you do have some deeper stuff happening. I do feel if you've had many incarnations, has anybody ever called you an old soul?
Yes.
Well, you are. So let's just work with here now because these are little samplings of my work just to feel what I'm doing to see if it feels right to you. If you ever want to go deeper, then obviously you heard my story. I could go there. But let's just go ahead and just feel it. You feel yourself, feel your true self, and try to help ease this part of your being that's really in fear still, okay?
Yeah, because I feel tears right away in my belly and solar plex,
Well, there's a part of your being that just feels alone, and I feel you didn't have a lot of love this lifetime. Is that true?
None.
Okay, so we need to bring you back to the love that you are. You ready?
Yes.
Let's do it. If you cry, that's okay. Let that release. This is all. This is called stored emotion that needs to be healed. Okay, so don't hold back. Let's do that now. That's okay. Let's do it now. I'm bringing it up in you. I'm going to open up your heart chakra now and bring every age of Carolyn, divine source, from birth and conception to the age of Carolyn on the phone with Don Crystal now. And everybody on the call who wants to be a heart activation is fine. In your heart chakra, where you're safe, loved, and you're unconditionally loved, and you're worthy. You heard the word? Worthy to be loved. So let's do that now. Receive this. All parts of Carolyn is fragmented. Any part of her being that just kind of disconnected from her higher self or soul, we're just going to bring all back into wholeness. And anybody else here who wants to participate in this heart activation is fine. How's that feeling, Carolyn?
Really good. It feels like like a suction that's sucking everything out of me. And there were a lot of really ugly-looking eyes looking at me, and they all released from me. And, yes, it was really good. Thank you.
Well, yeah, the energy is clearing out. But I also want to mention that you did come from a really heavy lineage like I did. So, yeah. You know, you do have to still keep doing your work. You might have a little bit more work than some other people. I'm just letting you know. My work continues even beyond just talking to you. I still work on myself. I'm very humble.
Right.
I'm like, I have to do the work too. Okay, so I understand. And you know what, Carolyn? I'm still healing my childhood. It's an ongoing process. And you know what? You chose it because it's going to make you stronger into the light you are. Can you feel a sense of calmness? You're breathing deeper, and there's a part of your being that was really sad or just kind of disconnected, just kind of went back into the light in your heart and saying, oh, yeah, it's not perfect, but I'm feeling much more better. I'm feeling more calmer and more loved right now. Just more of a stability.
Yes.
I can hear it in your voice.
Mm-hmm.
Can you feel that?
Yes, absolutely. Thank you.
Well, great. You know what? This was 2 minutes, my dear, of the work. So
yes.
This is really connecting in with your true energy of who you really are, which is love itself. So I'm so glad I was able to really help you heal on some level today, just bring this activation to you. And again, if there's anything deeper, I'd love to work with you in a session in the future because this is what I specialize in, okay?
Lots of love, my beauty. Thank you.
Oh, you too, Carolyn. Awesome. And your voice sounds very peaceful. Just enjoy being the energy of your true self. That's the beautiful part about this. And just know you have love around you today because there's no coincidence while you're on the phone right now receiving this healing today, okay?
Thank you.
Much love. You too, Carolyn.
Bye.
Bye.
Thank you, Caroline.
Hi, my beauty.
Bye for now. All right, so there was a question on the chat from Lisa, and she's asking if you can help with serious night sweats and occasional hot flashes. She's tried everything natural, but nothing seems to help.
Mm-hmm. Is Lisa, she's live right now, you said, Alora?
Well, she's on the chat. She is 65 years old and had a complete hysterectomy 25 years ago.
Yep, she's on the call. I could bring in some light. She's definitely going through the change. And, I could do what I just did with the last callers, really connect you and have your body kind of help you out. But I do feel that she needs to go a little deeper, and I would like to either work with her or participate in my program, which will really help stabilize her because it's an ongoing process that we're all going to grow old and go through our change, okay? That's what she's going through as well, Alora. So let me just give her some energy, and if you could type back to her and see if, she feels this, okay?
Okay.
And I'm going to do that right now for Lisa. Do you know where she's from by chance?
No, doesn't say where she's from.
Oh, that's okay. I'm going to send it to her anyway. My soul knows. Let's go ahead and do that now. Is this for Lisa and anybody else? Clear her head. She's heavy headed with the sound. Ah! There it goes for Lisa. Okay, so I'm disconnect my energy with her, but see if she writes back and see if she can feel that shift, because it's I just gave her an activation.
Awesome. All right, so we will see what she says.
Great.
Hopefully she gets my message. so in the meantime, let me see. And so Chris, so we'll see what she says. In the meantime, Christy says she has hot flashes too, or at least sudden overall heat and sweating. She's starting to wonder if more about drops in blood pressure or sugar as triggers instead of estrogen shortage. Any insights from Crater about that?
I just like to know how old Christy is.
Yeah. So Christy, let me know how old you are, okay?
Yeah, I don't have that. I don't know who she is exactly. Sometimes I need to know what city they're from, but with the last caller, at least I knew who she was.
Okay.
Sometimes I do need to know where they're calling from.
Okay. So we will wait and see what she says about that. So let us know, Christy, how old you are and where you are, okay?
Yeah.
Awesome. All right. So in the meantime, we're going to go to phone number ending in 7500. 7500.
Hi.
Hi.
It's Liz.
Hi, Liz.
Hi. Thank you for taking my call. I would love some help with immense grief that I just can't seem to get past. There's just been so much of it, especially in the last, 20 years. With the grief, I have no idea what my life purpose is anymore, because it's something died.
Yeah. Did you lose somebody close to you, Liz?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, I left several people close to me, a little girl I wanted to adopt, and my father, who was like a buddy.
Yeah. So, Liz, I'm picking up on your right now, so we're doing a mini session here. This is Dawn Crystal. I want to say thank you for being here. I'm picking up that you kind of walk around this world with the weight of the shoulders, like the weight on your shoulders of the world. Do you feel that?
Didn't realize it, but it could be. Okay.
Well, you caretake a lot of people energetically, if you're aware of it or not. Okay? So it's almost like you need to kind of start surrendering this to the creator that created you, that beats your heart and breathes your lungs every day and does it for every. It's almost like you need to just know that, whatever is happening in your life, you bless what's here now. And, of course, it's hard to have lost. But we just kind of need to know grief can we do need to feel our feelings. So you're doing everything right by feeling. But we're just going to help get things moving for you, okay?
Okay.
Because, it's part of life. I mean, we lose animals, we lose children or whatever who it may be. They're connections, And, of course, we need to feel our feelings. But this just kind of seems like it's just lingering like a cloud over you, right?
Oh, yeah. I mean, my dad passed 12 years ago, and it still gets me.
Yeah, well, it's hard to lose somebody. You were very close to him, right?
Yeah. Very.
Yeah. Okay. So let's just kind of ease yourself and just know that your father's in the place where he needs to be on the other side, much happier, not suffering. That's what you need to know. Okay. So let's go ahead and bring in some good energy of your, I call it the creator to you, just to let you know that everything is just fine, And of course you can feel there's no length of time, but we're just going to help you move a little bit more forward and really accelerate yourself a little bit more. Okay.
Okay.
Let's do that now. Let's allow these frequencies to come to you. Just imagine white light of the creator above your head, whatever that is for you. And just imagine anything just kind of leaving in that light that doesn't serve your highest good. Are you ready?
Uh-huh.
Let's begin. Just receive these sounds. These are your higher self. This is like your soul sound. Anybody else who wants to feel this? I'm going to open up your heart chakra and bring every age of you. From birth and conception to the age of you on the phone with me now, just when your heart chakra lives, where you're safe and loved.
Mm-hmm.
How's that feeling?
I think it feels a little lighter around my head, but I feel like my mm-hmm. throat is, like, blocked.
Mm-hmm. Are you one that feels? Are you one that feels
yes.
all the time?
Yes.
I can't, okay.
Yes.
Feel your throat. Now, do you realize that you and your father have had other past incarnations together?
No, but it wouldn't surprise me.
Well, you do. You're just kind of opening up to this. So I'm letting you know that you do have some past lives that wants to come up for clearing. I can't do it in 2 minutes, okay? But I'm letting you know that you know, I do specialize in past lifetime clearings. Yeah, you know, that's what's kind of lingering because your father was in, you know, another past lifetime with you. That's kind of coming up at the same time. And you lost him in a past lifetime. I hate to say that, but it's true. Suddenly in that lifetime. So, you know, right now with these energies that we're working with, you know, it might just boost it through you, but if it doesn't, I'd like to work with you. So let's just kind of move this. Can you feel the energy clearing from your throat right now?
Somewhat, like half of it.
Mm-hmm. Well, there's a part of your being holding on to it, like almost like there's an inner child, a part of your being doesn't want to let go. And it's almost like, you know, we need to educate the inner child to say, hey, you know, we love the people that are in our lives, but they're not gone from us forever. You're going to see them on the other side. But it's almost like a part of your being doesn't want to let go because that's a lot that has to do with a past lifetime that's connected to this, okay? But we can kind of, we're trying to ease it within 2 minutes, okay? So I'm just right. kind of letting them know that we let it go to the creator that beats your heart and breathes your lungs every day and is running the show here. And it's okay. He's your father's on the other side all happy, and you're helping him evolve on the other side of just disconnecting so he could do his work, okay? So it's almost like out of love, you're kind of allowing him to do his soul work on the other side. So now she's letting us go. Let's see if she does it now. There she goes. Can you feel that? She's releasing more. I can't force your inner child, but I'm helping her. Do you feel that now?
A little bit, yes.
Yeah. Well, she's holding on. I can't force your inner child to let go at this moment, but I can kind of help her. This is a little bit deeper part of my work today. Say we're talking about pain, but I'm just trying to help you with this grief in 2 minutes.
Yeah.
Could you feel that? Okay, she just left a little bit more.
Yeah.
It's your inner child that's holding on. We have to love that part of our being, everybody. We do have an inner child part of us that kind of can get in the way of our soul path and sometimes our work, and we need to be loving with them and keep them on board. So I just did a lot of work with you in 2 minutes just trying to bring her on board, okay? Because she, you know,
thank you.
Children, our inner child part of our being doesn't always understand our adult side, okay? They're just missing somebody, okay? So, and I totally get that. So, and you have a past lifetime that's connected to this, which I'm sorry to say you do. And that's what's kind of blocking it a little bit. And your inner child's kind of holding on to that. You know what I mean? Like quicksand.
Yeah. I think that my father's younger sister, who is my favorite aunt, is intertwined in this too. And there's that grief too.
Well, all of us in this incarnation, probably we've had past lifetimes together. We're just here to learn the wisdom. But yeah, I mean, can you feel there's a shift in you to see that there's something that just happened, even if it's subtle? I want you to feel that because I can hear it in your voice.
Yeah, I feel like my throat is releasing more, and there's a little more relaxation. Thank you.
And your heart's opening up. Your heart's starting to release. I don't know if you're aware of that. It's kind of starting to expand. You were very tight there when we started.
Thank you.
Yeah,
I didn't notice that, but I noticed the throat. Yeah.
Thank you. Just work with the inner child of yourself, okay? And, you know, if you ever want to work with me, we can work deeper because that's, you know, we've had many incarnations, everybody. Sometimes, you know, this is part of our process of life is we just keep working on ourselves, but we can make it fast and easy and efficient. That's the way I work, as you can tell from all the callers. We're doing a lot of work in, like, 2 minutes. So I just want to let you know this is a deep clearing we just did in 2 minutes, and I wasn't even in session with you, okay?
Okay.
So
Thank you so much.
I hope you enjoy
Thank
the energy.
You,
yeah. Thank you, sweetie,
Thank
for calling
you, Laura.
In. I really appreciate it.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Awesome. Thank you. And that's amazing, John, that you could do such deep work, you know, in just 2 minutes. You know, that was awesome.
Well, it is. We just did a huge shift on her, and I want her to embrace that. Because I could hear it in her voice, and that was really something I had to work on. It was a little stubborn, okay? Because I can't force some part of your being that doesn't want to let go. You know what I mean?
Yes.
That's not my job. It's
Absolutely.
Not loving. You know, thank you for acknowledging that.
Oh, that's wonderful. All right, so you know, there's still more questions. There's still people on the call with their hands raised. But I just want to take a few moments and just talk about the packages, the special offers that we have. So for those of you who are on the live page, you can just click on special offer. Those of you who are not, you can go to alara.at/show/Dawn, I think. Yes. And so there's two packages, package A and package B. Package A is $111, package B is $197, and package B includes a 25-minute personal session with Dawn. So you see how much work we did, or Dawn did, in 2 minutes. Can you imagine how much more she can do with you in 25 minutes? So, Dawn, do you want to just quickly talk about the two packages?
Yeah, very simple, everybody. So we have a very simple two packages. Now, I want people to understand something. Any work I do, as you can tell, I'm working with different topics with everybody today. This energy, this Get Out of Pain Forever program is all about getting your energy systems in your body working and flowing so your body stays healthy and it heals itself naturally. So you don't have to have a specific area of pain. Even people who buy my programs listen to it just to keep your body systems up and running healthy. And this is also for your pets as well as your children. And, you know, so just know this is like something you can keep for the rest of your life because, you know, everybody, I mean, I hate to say it, we don't know when something's going to happen to us. But if we can get out of pain without taking drugs or medications and we can do it fast, I'm all about that. So I just want you to know, even though you may not have some of these issues, we're talking about the whole overall body keeping you in perfect health and alignment, okay? So let's go into the first item, which is just clearing the full stomach. So some people do have stomach issues, digestion issues, clearing surgeries if you've had scar tissue, inflammation in your stomach area, including your digestion tract. This is also going to help clear your reproductive system. I think somebody on the call called in before they had some reproductive issues going on. This is also going to help clear the gallbladder, the liver. So your major organs, okay? So this is also going to help clear belief systems within your being that might be causing any issues in your body. And especially in that area of your body, which is the stomach abdomen area. And we're going to close low, we're also going to be clearing in all these modules, low vibrational energy. So if you have entities or low vibrations, self-sabotage, people causing that in your life that you may or may not be aware who they are, that's also going to clear them off you. So it's almost like teaching your body to stay at the higher vibration. So your body gets used to running these frequencies yourself. So it's almost like my MP3s train your body to really get aligned to your highest vibration. Okay, so it's really awesome. So that's not item one. Item two is clearing the heart valves and arteries. So this last caller, she needed some really deep work with the heart. This is also clearing off heart walls. And just, you know, just having trouble moving forward. Anything to do with belief systems, heartbreak, loss. If you had heart surgery, anybody who's had heart issues. Just keeping the heart open. How about heart open to receive everybody, to receive more abundance, receive more love. This is a very beautiful MP3. None of my MP3s are long-winded anyway. You listen to it with headphones or earbuds, and you just let the energies work after you get done listening. And I just want to mention, none of my MP3s need to be re-listened to throughout the day, just once a day. And please don't have to overkill on the MP3s. They're really powerful. And I highly recommend one or two MP3s the most per day, and you can spread them out 8 hours apart, everybody, okay? Because some people ask if they could listen to the whole program in one day. Please do not do that. It's overload for your system, okay? So we need to concentrate on certain areas of your body, especially if it's something that's long-winded and been lingering with you for a while, especially if it's showing up in the physical as some kind of pain or ailment, okay? So you just need to work on that for a while. And usually about a week or more is suggested unless you need to go longer, okay? You'll just kind of know. So I'm actually getting ahead of myself here, Laura. I'm sorry. I started too soon. Okay, so let's go back to item one is actually emotional pain. So I'm sorry, I got the wrong page here. So emotional pain, just really item one, sorry, is actually clearing depression, clearing mind chatter, you know, anything to do with your mind, just not feeling peaceful, traumas, if you've had any traumas to your body or any energy blockages. You heard me clear a lot of people's energy today at the top of their crown chakra. This is really very essential for everybody to have our crown chakra open. Of course, to receive the high frequencies that need to come to you. So this is going to help with that. It's also going to help clear any ancestral inherited energy causing any issues with emotional pain that you may even not be aware of that while you're depressed or feeling really down and out. This is also going to clear other people's belief systems that you've taken on since birth or actually your family history or, like I said, it was just saying your inherited line of two or your past lifetime. So there's a lot here in just item one of emotional clearing pain. So These are different areas of the body. Again, I highly recommend buying the program and going through all the modules so your body gets into a flow of your body healing itself naturally, okay? That's all about getting the energy systems of our body up and running easily so your body heals itself. So let's go to item two, clearing back pain. Oh, I don't know anybody who doesn't have an issue with that, okay? At times, I'm not saying all the time. But it's going to help clear your lower upper back. It's going to really help with your adrenal glands. A lot of people walk these days, have really busy lives, and have adrenal burnouts. So this is really going to help heal your adrenal glands and really keep you peaceful in your body and more grounded. Clearing up other your belief systems and other people's belief systems that you've taken on that might be causing back pain. Clearing after surgeries, if you've had scar tissue and inflammation, this is going to help clear that out as well. And it's also going to clear any inherited energy that might be causing back pain and any low vibrations as far as entities or any other people attached to you that might be self-sabotaging you, which can also be yourself as well. Okay, so there's a lot of different factors to pain, okay? So I kind of cover all of them. Okay, we did go to number three, which is abdominal pain. I just mentioned that a few minutes ago, how cool it clears the full stomach. So that is item three. Sorry, it wasn't item one. And then we'll jump up to item four, which was clearing the heart that I just mentioned. That's actually item four, which is clearing also heart walls, clearing you after surgeries, if there's any heart issues, anything that's inherited, anything to do with the heart that you need healing, this is going to really help with that, okay? And it's also clearing low vibration energy in all my modules, okay, regardless of where the low vibrations come from. Item five, clearing your throat to lungs. A lot of people, I had the last caller I just worked with, Liz, who had issues with her throat being clear. A lot of people in this lifetime, especially myself growing up, I did not speak my truth as a child. I was really, I didn't have a voice. I was just there. I wasn't even being seen. I was just there. So my whole life, I was just shy and really awkward. So I had really trouble with my voice, and I had many issues with my having health issues many years of myself, having all kinds of colds and bronchitis and all that stuff because my upper body was blocked. So this is going to help clear your throat to speak your truth. It's going to clear your lungs as well if you have lung issues or just, whatever the case is. Maybe you just, you're an athlete and you just want, I'm just giving you an idea. I have athletes who buy my programs. This is just to help get more oxygen flow to your body so it stays healthy. This could be a preventative thing as well. It's not just that you need to have a problem, okay, everybody? This is also going to clear low vibration energies as well as inherited ancestral energy if you actually inherited something and you're not aware of it. And, of course, if you had surgery, it's going to clear out the scar tissue and inflammation as well. That's just listening to an MP3, by the way, everybody. We're not even talking about working with me, okay? So just being very honest about this. My MP3s are very powerful. So item six is clearing the brain, which includes headaches. I think a lot of people have that issue of headaches. Again, I don't know if it's something deeper. If it is something deeper, you might want to work with me on that. But really helping headaches just in general. A lot of times it's just, your energy and your head is blocked. It's going to clear that crown chakra. Really balancing your left and right hemispheres of your brain, clearing any physical traumas if you've had anything in your past in this lifetime that you're aware of, clearing all arteries, your vessels in your head. So, nothing wrong with keeping your brain healthy, okay? And that's what we want to do. And it's also going to clear past lifetimes in case you've seen every doctor, maybe you've had some issues with your brain and headaches, and nobody seems to know how to help you. I would give this a try. This is totally natural, and it's going to clear any belief systems and any low vibrational energy that would be causing you to have any type of issues with your brain or headaches, okay, which is your head, okay, everybody? Let's jump up to seven, which is clearing shoulder neck pain. This is a big one. A lot of people have the issue. A lot of people could be holding energy in their neck and shoulders, which I find is a stress-related issue. Sometimes we don't unconsciously know we're doing it. It could be just an unconscious program, but whatever the case is, we'll move the energy out. This will also help if you had any injuries, including scar tissue inflammation in the body, which is right now we're talking about the shoulder and neck issues. Clearing stiff neck, clearing scar tissue, like I just said, and clearing ancestral and inherited energy, including past lives. So this might be a module you'll stay on for a while, everybody. Okay, you don't need to, if you feel something working on you, don't like just move on to the next item. Listen to it for a while so things get resolved, okay? Clearing low vibrational energies, wherever they may come from, and also clearing any belief systems that would be causing any issues of your neck and shoulder pain. It sounds very simple, but there's a lot there, okay? So, and again, I'm not long-winded, so my modules are only like 15 minutes long, the most, maybe less. So just know you're not listening to this for an hour. It's like an activation you receive, and you do need to be in a place to receive it with headphones or earbuds is highly recommended. And, just don't be driving when you listen to any of my work either because it could put you in an altered state. So please, everybody, use your discretion. Okay, item eight, clearing foot pain and ankle pain. This is a really big one, too. So any inflammation you might be encountering in your foot and ankle area, we're going to help with that. Also clearing blockages, ankle spurs, Any inherited energy causing you feet issues? I had one lady who was, you know, just perfect everywhere else and had foot issues her whole life, and you wouldn't know it, but she did, and we actually had to do some. She got this program, but I worked with her on it. She was actually carrying a lot of the inherited energy, causing her all kinds of feet issues, including her past lives. So there's some things that can come up, and that's really deep, but this is going to help get most of it going. Clearing low vibrational energy in any belief systems that would be causing any foot or ankle pain. So that's a huge area. This is good to keep in your arsenal, or just your where you keep your MP3s for the rest of your life, because you're not going to outgrow these. And, you know, we don't know what's going to happen in life, but this is definitely going to keep your body up and running smoothly. So, you know, it's all about getting your body up and running so it can heal itself naturally. That's all I'm about, getting ourselves healing itself naturally. I'm all about it, self-empowerment. Okay, item 9, clearing wrist, elbow, your joints, wrist, elbow, knees. Okay, so anything with the wrist, like the joints. Okay, so we're talking about joints more, wrists, ankles, knees, elbows, that, like those areas. So this is going to help clear inflammation in those areas. This is huge for a lot of people. Okay, everybody has, a lot of people have inflammation. Those are really, you know, people work on the computers. They have the carpal tunnel thing with the wrists. This is really good for you as well. Knee issues is huge. This will be a great module for you. This price of this whole package alone for what we're asking is going to. One module would cover it if you get relief from yourself out of these issues. So I'm just letting you know, clearing blockages in your body in those areas. We're going to clear inherited ancestral energy, low vibrational energies that would be causing any pain or any issues with your wrist, elbows, knees, ankles, including low vibrational energy and belief systems. So we go into past lifetimes with this as well. So again, if you have an issue that's been lingering with you for a long time, it's not caused from a physical injury, and you feel like something's moving out, you just need to stay on this and listen to it for, you know, if it's 2 weeks, some people do. Some people stay on a week. You'll just know intuitively, everybody. Follow your own intuition in your heart how long you stay on these modules, okay? Because it's almost like your inner self or your inner guidance system is telling you, no, we need more. We need more frequency. Keep listening. So please honor that with yourself, okay, everybody? It's all about self-empowerment here. Item 10, clearing, oh, this is a huge one, teeth, gum, jaw pain. I have to say humbly, but I'm one of the few healers who could actually get energy moving through the gums and the teeth very easily and fast, okay? So if you've had issues, because I know a lot of people who walk around and I've worked with doctors on their issues with teeth, gum, and jaw, and TMJ, and all those issues. So this is one of my specialties, because I know I can really work those areas and get the energy moving out. And that's a very hard area of the body, really, to get energy moving. So this is going to help you alone. If you have any issues with the teeth, gum, jaw, TMJ, boy, this whole program, what we're asking for the whole thing, this one module is going to cover that for yourself, okay? So it's going to clear inflammation in those areas of your mouth, your teeth, gum, and jaw. Clearing blockages, clearing and low vibration energies, if that's what it is. Maybe you went to the dentist and you picked up unconsciously on the dentist or the person working on you. A lot of times people are empaths and we kind of do that. You might not know it, but they had a bad day and you just kind of picked it up. We're going to clear that as well. And it's not happened all the time, but I'm just letting you know things can happen. Clearing ancestral energy, inherited energy, if that's what it is. Clearing belief systems, and, of course, clearing your past lives that might be causing some issues with your teeth, gum, and jaws, especially if you're a healer from past lifetimes. I know I've had a lot of issues with that because I was a healer before in past lifetimes. I know that. So even if you're not a healer, you might have a past lifetime that you have these issues. So that's a lot of modules. I have 10 of them here. And I think there's a bonus of my Discover Sound Healing MP3, which is valued on my website at $97. Just giving you a heads up, that's a meditation that's free with this. And if you listen to it, I've had testimonials. I'm not making any claims, but testimonials of people who have really help their sleep issues get better. Insomnia is one of them, and also anxiety issues. So that's like the bonus you get, everybody, just buying this program if you just do Package A, which is just the MP3s alone and not working with me. Now we're going to do all that, what I just said, all the modules, and, of course, the MP3 I just mentioned, Discover Sound Healing, that's valued at $97. You still get that free in the Package B, and I think the price is just a little bit higher. So I really discounted because I like to work with new people and really share my gift. I really just raised it up very little for having a 25-minute session with me. If you go to my website, I'm like, you put a number one sign in front of the price or two ones just for a session with me, and I'm not really even available. So you're going to get a 25-minute session with me, everybody. So everybody I worked with today that has deeper issues, please know I only gave you like a two-minute mini session here to feel and really help yourself get things moving. But, you know, we do have deeper issues that I can't really address in 2 minutes. I would like to work with you. For this price, I don't offer this anywhere else. I'm just letting you know we're only at a Laura show. So So I do highly recommend thinking about it for the difference. And let's get things moving in your life, you guys, so you can live the life that you're really meant to live here, whatever that may be for you. Maybe it's finding your gifts. You know, we can work on any issue in our session for 25 minutes, even if it's not pain-related. I can help you in any area. So with all that said, Alara, there's a lot there, and I just want to say thank you for allowing me to bring my my program here today and really share it with the community and everybody.
Oh, thank you so much. And you're right, you know, there are, you know, all of those 10 NPCs, they cover a lot. And you're right, it's not just about if you're experiencing pain in your body, but it's overall general healing for your body as well, right? So it's not specific.
Absolutely.
Yeah. So I wanted to just
so
point that out.
There's people who buy this that don't even have any pain issues, and they know that it's just helping them. I have a guy who's a really a major athlete who actually buys my programs just to help him really stay aligned. Okay, cause you really felt the energy if you weren't participating or listening to the callers. I'm really aligning people to their soul, okay, and their higher self and their personal power, which sometimes gets disconnected. So my modules are actually going to help you do that, okay? So it's really beyond just having pain. So I'm glad that you brought that up, Alara. That's really a good point.
Mm-hmm, absolutely. And so we talked a little bit before earlier about you working with people that have glaucoma or working with the eyes. And so somebody else is, Linda's asking if it's possible to clear the eyes of floaters. I'm going to probably say yes, probably, but I'll let you answer.
Absolutely. I've been doing this for so long, and my crown chakra activations and just getting in there and really clearing things out. Again, this is what I specialize in. So, I'm very confident about that. I don't know how deep her issue is, Alara. So, again, I don't know. We have to go into past lives or whatever we need to do. But, you know, some things we're inherited with, okay? So, but I'm just talking in general. Yeah, that's not a problem for me to clear that, just in general.
Yeah. Awesome.
Absolutely.
Good. Thank you. And I just wanted to come back to, we were talking about Lisa, remember? And she's in Toronto, Canada, and she says she's going to have to listen to the replay because her head still feels very heavy.
Mm-hmm.
She was the one.
I didn't know who she was. I think I didn't know where she was from. Yeah, it's important I know where you're from. Again, I don't know if somebody's blocking her, okay? So, again, she might have somebody blocking her crown chakra. So if she could call in, I would work with her. But if not, she can maybe work with me for a session if she feels that I'm you know, that she likes my energy work or what I'm doing here today.
Awesome. Yeah. And so there's a question from Karen, and she's asking, is there a module for shyness, bashfulness? And also, what did you hum on that beach, on that Hawaiian beach long ago when people would come and sit near you and benefit from it? Do you remember?
Wait, what'd she say? Oh, what does she want to know about that?
What did you actually hum?
Oh, those are frequencies, like I'm doing with everybody. It's just frequency that comes through my voice from the Creator. It's not any words. It's not a light language. It's not a language at all. But I'm very clear on that. It's frequency.
Yeah.
My voice is just a carrier. So I don't know. It just came through me at that time when I was at my lowest part of my life. Of course, now I know how to use the frequencies because I've evolved since then. But that's where I started from nothing. Okay, that's really, you know, where my journeys began. Okay, so and what else was the other question, Alara?
She was asking is there a module for shyness, bashfulness?
Well,
and
not in this program, but she could definitely go with Package B, which would be still great to have in her, you know, for getting her meridians flowing in her body and have a session with me. And I'd love to get that going for her because that's what I can get a lot of things moving, just like I did with that one caller who had. We just helped her with grief in 2 minutes, right?
Yeah.
So the bashfulness and shyness is kind of like the same thing for me. We could go into the inner child or what part of her being is feeling that, and really that's disconnected, bring her back into wholeness. So that's really easy for me.
Awesome. Perfect. Thank you. And I think there was a question from, hold on 1 second, Carmen in Chile. And she says, I would like to get rid of the subconscious fears that have blocked my true expression. I want to give back what the Creator has given to me, helping others that fears are in my way.
Yep. We all have it at times.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
I don't know anybody who doesn't go through that because it's all called static. And then we get through the static, we go up to another level. So is she, I don't know if I could do that in 2 minutes, Alara, with her, but I could kind of do a little clearing to clear out some fear. Is she on the line or?
Awesome. I don't know if she's on the line.
Oh.
Carmen, if you're here, just raise your hand, okay?
Yeah, because that's something I could do a little bit of clearing on. But it's, if it's deep-rooted, then, you know, of course I'd like to work with her. Because it depends on her life. It depends on, you know, if she had traumas in her lifetime, you know. We all have our story, you know.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
All right, so we're going to go to, let me see, phone number ending in 0265, and this is Lisa, I think. Yeah. Lisa, 1 second. So, Lisa, I'm going to unmute you.
Okay.
Hello?
Hi.
Hi.
Hello, Ala. How are you doing?
Good. Hi,
Bon.
How are you?
I'm okay.
Hi.
Thank you. Hi. Thank you.
Who's this?
This is Lisa.
Oh, Lisa. Okay. I wasn't sure what your name was. I was expecting a female. Okay. Well, it's all good.
Yes, I am a female.
I can't hear you.
I am a female, yes. I have a big voice.
Well,
you
have a very masculine energy to you, so I was just hey,
yes,
that's all
I
good.
Know.
I can't see you. Well, that's all good. It's all good. So, Lisa, okay, that's
yes.
fine. Don't worry about it. Hey, you know, we're all made up of female and male energy. It's all good, okay?
Yeah.
So,
yeah.
Anyway, let's go into what your question is today.
Yes, I was, you know, my head. I have a problem with my head. Something is on top of my head. I don't know. It's very heavy. And
yeah,
I cannot clear it. I just can't clear it.
Lisa, you know, is that the only thing that's going on is your head or is your body in good shape?
I have problems sleeping and I have a problem on my left foot with plantar fasciitis.
Yeah, that's a little deeper today. I could work with you on my sessions. But as far as your energy is concerned on your head, I do highly recommend you start putting some energy or boundaries around yourself because the energy that's blocking you is not you. Are you aware of that?
I can figure that out.
Okay, so I'll just take a little sound.
I'm not with myself. Yes, okay.
Well, I want everybody to know something. I could do the work with you and we could clear it, but everybody needs to know that we all are responsible for our energy. 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, regardless of what our intention is. So for you, I really feel that you need to be more intentional with your energy and just kind of, you know, create some kind of shield or boundary around yourself so you got healthy boundaries, okay? Otherwise, you're going to pick up on everybody else's stuff, okay?
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Okay, so let's just do a little sound here and just imagine everything that's not your highest good going in the light. Are you ready?
Okay.
Let's just feel this and let it go. It's your highest good happening. Let's begin. Are you married to somebody?
No, I'm not. No, I'm not married.
Okay. Is there somebody in your life that's a little bit, how can I put it, just a little controlling?
I am alone. I don't have anybody in my life.
Maybe somebody you're friends with or something. Okay, let's just clear it anyway. Let's just see if you can feel this leave. There it goes. Can you feel that lifting? Can you feel something moving from your head?
Not yet.
You got a lot of energy on you. Just keep breathing. There it goes. Can you feel that now starting to move? It's just kind of moving. You've been kind of like that for a long time.
Yes.
Yeah. It's starting to lighten up on you. Aware of that? Kind of getting a little bit lighter on you?
Yes.
What? I couldn't hear you.
Yes, it's coming. It's going. Yeah.
Yeah, it's lighting up. But you've been like this for so long that it's going to, you know, takes a little bit of time. I can't, like, my energy is really high frequency that comes in from source. It's like I can't boost you. Like, I can't put you in a pool of cold water with ice cubes because I'm here for your highest good. So we're just going to kind of bring the energy in the way your body can receive it, okay?
Okay.
Because, you know, you've been kind of like that stagnated for a while.
Yeah.
Can you feel the more flow going through you right now?
Yes.
Starting? Yeah, good.
Starting.
Yeah, good. go bring your personal power to your feet. Now, you might feel taller, or you might feel more solid in your feet. Are you aware of that as well?
Thank you.
Can you feel that? I want to see if you can feel that.
I'm feeling a lot of energy moving in my head.
Yes, yes. A lot of energy is moving out. Are you getting a sense of that things are starting to get lighter?
My head feels a little bit lighter, yes.
Yes. Well, again, I want you to know this is a two-minute mini session, but could you feel that there's that heaviness that you're feeling is leaving? Because you just mentioned that when we just get on the phone.
Yes, yes.
Okay, because I spent time with you, but there is energy leaving. It's just sometimes you need to put your awareness on it to actually feel it, because there's a lot of energy leaving you right now. And energy leaving your body. So I can see that you don't really, I don't know if you get your energy clear or clear yourself, but I do highly recommend that you just do that, because it's like almost like you've been kind of walking around with this heavy energy all over you for many years, okay?
Yes, okay, yeah.
It's time for you to release all that.
I guess you'll be able to help me with that. I specialize in that for sure.
Yeah, I'm only two minutes working with you, you know.
Okay, good. Thanks for telling me that.
Yeah.
That would be great. Yeah.
Well, if you book a session with me, we'll work on whatever comes up, okay? There might be something deeper going on here. Okay?
Okay, good. Thank you very much. I appreciate
that. Thank you so much. Well, bless you. Thanks for calling in, Lisa. You too, sweetie.
Thank you.
Bye-bye. Thank you.
Bye-bye.
Okay. Thank you, Lisa.
Thank you, Alaya. Thank you so much.
You're so welcome.
You're welcome.
Awesome. I just love, Dawn, how quickly you can work with people. And not just that, but I love how you can work on different things with everybody. You know, it's like it's something different for each caller, right?
Today we're working on pain. And if you notice, we worked on how many different issues. But it's good, because it's really about really bringing people in alignment and, you know, really bringing you back to your true self. In all my work I do, because I do many programs, but today we're talking about pain. And I want people to know, you know, you don't have to be in pain to work with me, okay? So if you're feeling like this last caller, I could hear it in her voice, but she just, Lisa had so much stuff that, you know, it may take me, you know, more than 2 minutes to clear it all out, you know?
Absolutely.
So I'm realistic, yeah.
Yeah. No, that was awesome. And like you said, you know, you do more than just pain work or pain relief work. So, you know, for example, like, you know, Carmen was talking about so some of those subconscious fears that are holding her back, you know, so you could work on that with her in a personal session with her to get clear and get her moving on the right path, right?
Yeah, and especially the caller who had grief. The lady who just called in before who had grief, we released some of her grief. So, whatever we need to work on, I'll work on it. We can do it really quickly. I mean, 25 minutes is still not a long time, and we can make miraculous shifts in your life in 25 minutes, let alone 2 minutes, we're doing it. So,
Absolutely. Yeah, exactly. Like today we're doing 2-minute sessions for all of you who are able to get on and call in. And, you know, can you just imagine what 25 minutes, because obviously, Dawn, you work really fast. I mean, you talk fast, but you work fast. So it's not like there's no fluff, you know, there's no fluff that you're wasting time on.
No, I actually have to say that you notice it. I'm from Chicago and we do talk fast. I always get humored by that because I'm from the Midwest, but the energy frequency that comes through me is really fast. So, I just kind of keep up with it, you know, my voice has just kind of learned to follow it. Yeah.
Ah, awesome. Yeah, no, I love that, because it's like, let's just get to the root of it. Let's just clear it. Let's just heal it. Let's just do something, you know, let's make that change, you know, so I love that.
Well,
thank you.
Yeah. And I always believe, Alara, that we don't have to spend hours and weeks and months. I'm not saying that we don't have things lingering. I mean, we're going to work on ourselves, everybody, the rest of our lives. Let's be face it. We're in this body. We're going to have, you know, a lot of things to clear, but we can kind of clear them off as they come out. That's all about, like, I'm the type of person, let's just clear what comes up, and you can move around and move forward and live your life the way you want to live it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I totally agree. That's what I was just saying on one of my calls as well, you know. Let's continue to clear what comes up, but also continue to move, you know, to move forward.
There you go.
Keep creating your life.
Absolutely.
Keep enjoying your life. So, yeah, absolutely.
I agree with you. Absolutely,
and
Alara. Totally right on.
I just wanted to just point out, too, to the, I think Karen, who was asking about the bashfulness and the shyness, even in this package, the emotional healing, would that not help as well?
Yes, it will. Absolutely.
Yeah.
Because, you know, source is the creator of all, okay? I call it source. You can put your word on God or whatever your word is. I don't bring religion into my work at all. So whatever you believe, it knows where to go with you. That's why these frequencies are so fast, because it created you guys. It knows where to go with you. I'm not bringing in a team of, you know, beings helping me. We're going right to the creator here, okay? So it knows where to go with you. So it knows you better than you know yourself. That's why we can really make these shifts and changes quickly, because most people on your calls are already ready to shift. You know, they're sick and tired of living the way they are. Yeah.
Exactly. Exactly. So if you are tired of, you know, being in pain, being stuck, being where you are, things not moving, then take a look at the packages. They're available at alara.at/show/Dawn. And take a look at package A, which is the MP3s, or package B, which also includes a 25-minute personal one-on-one session. And, you know, and see how quickly Dawn works with people, and she can work on anything. We just noticed that right now. Like we saw, Dawn, you work on anything and everything, you know, and it's not you, it's source, it's creator coming in to work with the with the clients, right?
Absolutely. I'm not in my ego.
Yeah.
Far from it. That's why I went through my homelessness, so I could be out of my ego.
Right.
So, I do want to mention, I do take credit of keeping my energy a certain way because I have to live this way. But in really reality, I'm just a vessel. So I let people know I'm very humbled.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah. And we all are. You know, all of us who are doing this work, we're just the vessels, you know. But, you know, be that as it may, we are also here in the physical form. And so I know how, you know, sometimes draining it can be to do this work, you know, because it is actual work, right? The energy is moving through you and so on and so forth.
Oh, yeah.
Right? So absolutely. So I just wanted to thank everybody who was able to get on the call today to ask their questions, to receive the healing. And thank you for being open to receiving. You know, that's a big thing, too. It's not just about asking for it, but then actually receiving, being open to receiving it. So thank you for that. Because we noticed with all of you that you experienced a shift, you know, you experienced a change. You were able to sense a difference in your energy, you know, so thank you for that. So was there anything else that you wanted to share with us today, Dawn?
No, just thank you for allowing me to be here today and share my offer and my special gifts to everybody. And I just want to say humbly, just know everybody's got a busy life. Thank you for taking your time out. And I hope I helped some people here today. That's my whole intention. So thank you, Alara, for letting me be here as well. Thank you.
Yeah, thank you. Yeah. And thank you, everyone. And until next time, may you continue to be blessed with an abundance of joy, peace, love, happiness, prosperity, and radiant health. Sending you all much love and blessings always. Bye for now.